Zokta Elgamishna Vaita, Mesach de Zahalas, Perig Yud Zayin, Mishna Bez Hoyachirish, this person is plowing. And all of a sudden, boom! This whole plow machine starts to shake. The ox looks back, what happened? What happened was he crashed into a rack or into a fence. Vehetiach, metiach means he got caught up, he bumped into, Besel in a rack or begad or in a fence. Or, even if it wasn't so dramatic, Shani Yusam, he himself shook up Hamachresha, the plowing machine, to get the earth off. What happens is, forget the 100 amois, but at Shamu Oisa Besapras. The Besapras is until there and not anymore, because the bones fell off. Chiddush being, says the Batanura, even when he shakes it himself, that's not such a good shake as we unexpectedly run into a rack. But we say, no, it's good enough. We assume the bones fell off, and until here is the base pras, and not any further. Okay, now we have a different machloikis in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar, Oymer Rabbi Elazar says, base pras, oisa base pras. One base pras makes another base pras. In other words, let's say I started to plow, but my starting point is within the tchum of a base pras. It's within 100 amos of the kever. So I have to assume the whole thing starts again. Maybe there was a bone over here before the 100 amis were over, because we are chayshish till 100 amis, you could have a bone, and now I'm taking it another 100 amis. So I have to now consider this field of Beis Pras 100 amis from the point where I started to plow, even though that point was almost at the end of the first 100 amis. Rabbi Lazar says like this, you're plowing up till 100 amis, you could have bones. So if you start plowing again before the end of the first 100 amis, you just started the 100 amis again. Start counting 100 amis again now. Because there could have been a bone at the edge of those 100 amis, of the first 100 amis, and now you're continuing it for another 100 amis. Whenever a plow machine gets a hold of a bone, I have to worry, you can find it 100 amis further. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, at no point am I choshish that there's a bone 100 amis away from the original cavern. Rabbi Yeshua says, you want to know if when you start plowing a second time within the area of a Beis HaPras, if you're making another Beis HaPras, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Ketzad. So give me a practical example. Let's say Charesh Chatzi Mana. A Meloy Mana is 100 Amis. He plowed through a grave and then he continued to plow for half a Mana, which is 50 Amis. Then he stops. Now we have a Beis HaPras over here in this area. Okay, he goes for his lunch break, he goes to learn Daf Yomi, he comes back, v'chaza, he returns, v'charash chetzia. And he plows another half. He's still within the first 100 amis. It's all a beis hapras. V'chein atzdadin. Let's say he plows first 50 amis to the east, then he takes a right turn, and he plows 50 amis to the south. Hareza oisa beis pras. He just made another beis pras. Why? Because Lamaisa, he's plowing from a starting point that is less than 100 amos from the original cavern. So it could be he picked up a bone and now he's continuing to spread it further. But here's where he disagrees with Rabbi Lazar. Once Charash, Meloy Mana, someone plowed a complete 100 amos. But he doesn't stop there. Chaza v'charash yimena l'chutz, he continues to plow further. Ain't no isa beis pras. Maybe the original plowing brought it to the edge, and now he's plowing further. Doesn't make a difference. According to Rabbi Yeshua, I am not choshish, you're going to find a bone further than 100 amos from the caver. So chazing over our mission, if someone plowed his field, plowed through a caver, even before the 100 amos, the machresha got shooken up, either he bumped into a stone or a fence, even if he shakes it himself, then it stops. There's no more base of pras afterwards. We assume anything on it fell off. However, the Batanura says, although if the machresha gets shaken up, the base of pras stops there. So it's interesting. If you look inside the lashon of the Batanura, he says, even if you're far short of 100 amis, even if you're 5 or 6 amis from the caver. So the Mefarshim are medayik 5 or 6 amis from the caver. But within 4 amis of the caver, it won't help the shaking off. Because within 4 amis of the caver, that's like the caver itself. Let's say he plows 50 amis, stops. Then he continues on. According to the Belozer, as long as you're starting before the end of the first 100 and you continue on, you now have to deal with another 100. Because you never know. There could have been a bone there at the edge, and every time you start plowing, you could be pushed to get another 100. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, we're never worried that there's a bone more than 100 amos away from the original cavern. So if he plowed 50 amos or even more, and then he continues on up until 100 amos from the original cavern as a base of pras. But if he goes past the 100 amos, even though he started from before, from 100 amos and on, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the din is tahar. And the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua.